I've been thinking about the cross. Now, we have a cross here. We have a cross on the flagpole. We got a cross out there on the... Yeah, I got it. It's on, supposedly. Hello. Huh?
You got one right there.
Oh, I got one. Yeah. But that, we think of the cross as something real special, but the cross really was an emblem of shame, because the Romans used the cross to crucify the people that, in their humble opinion, broke the law or whatever they did. So it was something when they crucified Christ. But God turned that cross, that symbol, into grace, and especially when he was put in the grave, and the third day he rose from the dead. So, I have this little cross, and I imagine you may either seen them or had one at one time. I don't carry this one in my pocket, the one I usually carry at home. But somebody came up with a cross in my pocket, something you can hang on to. And whoever wrote it, I don't know, it's anonymous, but this is what it says. Symbol of my faith, it strengthens me each day. As by God's precious grace, I walk the narrow way. God's beloved Son gave his life for me and took my debt of sin to a place called Calvary. I owe to him my life and all that I'll ever be. All he asks is that I let him live through me. So as I walk with him, empowered by his grace, and give him all the glory, taking every step in faith with this little cross in my pocket that reminds me. And it's just, and you might notice if you travel around, the guy did it, in the 80s, I guess. You'll see three crosses on the road, one blue one, whatever. That was the United Methodist pastor that retired, not from our conference, but somewhere else. And after he retired, that was what he wanted to do. And he went all around the country planting those crosses. You know, and get not only Methodist churches, but any church, he would stop. And if he could get permission from the trustees, they would put it up. So I just thought you might find that interesting. About the cross, because it wasn't always a symbol of grace and love and forgiveness. It's amazing how God can take things like that and turn them around for good.